one nice thing about the art show, it's the only air-conditioned venue at the Stampede.
What's the next order of business for you here today, getting set up?
Well, I've got some light issues, and I'm still working on these lights, because really, truly, we have to create the gallery, because this is just the lobby of the event center, and they don't have... I mean, it's not set up for this kind of a deal.
Yeah, I talked to one person who is very well aware of the Stampede, has lived here a long time, but had no idea that there was an art show attached to it.
It really is interesting when people come to the Stampede. They'll say, geez, we didn't know you had this kind of thing going on at the Stampede. And to see this caliber of art in Greeley is really impressive.
Looks like a lot of Colorado artists. Is it important that they not only be Western art, but they be Colorado artists? Or how do you approach curating the work?
We really just try to get a mix of art. I mean, we have three-dimensional art. We have some Native American beadwork that's pretty amazing. We have people work with not only painting on stone, but we have some people that actually carve in stone. We have bronze, oils, watercolors.
Let's take a look at some of the art.
This work actually starts with everything is there's a piece of chalk back here, and then it's painted with black ink. And then she literally just takes something and scratches off the black to create the white. So this is all of this is just where she scratches off the ink to expose the chalk that's underneath.
And this is James Moore from Fort Collins.
He's always been fascinated with bells, and he spends a lot of time... These are actually bronzes that he creates that it wouldn't be any different than, say, the horse sculpture over there. It's the same process to create it. He said truly he has to work on this to try to get the right sound. This is the one I was telling you about that's the pyrographic artist, and this is actually wood burning that's on paper. And then some of these are wood. This is maple.
For you, what is it that defines the aesthetic of Western art, because there are so many different facets of the West? You know, you have landscapes, you have animals, but what to you defines Western art?
You know, for me, it's really kind of the cowboy thing and the way cowboys interact with not only themselves, but their horses and the environment and everything. That's really what I like, because, you know, growing up in Montana, that's what was important to me. And so, you know, like over here, we have a Larry Fanning and, you know, those kind of things where guys are just on horses talking and, you know, visiting and stuff like that. Those are the kind of things I really like.
Price point, range?
You know, from about $500 to $20,000. Of the 186 pieces we have, I would say the average price is about $2,900. But what you need to keep in mind is that 30% of that, when you buy the art, is a tax deduction, because it goes to the scholarship fund for the Stampede Foundation. So,
and for you, what does it mean to have this opportunity to expose people to Western art and the added benefit of money going to the scholarship fund?
Well, we really try to encourage families to come here. And one of the things that we do sometimes is, well, if people come in with kids, we do what's called the Patrons Award or the Patrons Choice. So people during the show that come in, they can vote for their favorite piece. And then we'll have things that the kids can, we'll say, give us a list of, you know, the paintings that have like a bee in it or a flower or whatever. And so I think it's fun to get the kids involved. They get excited about art. And, you know, it's truly... You know, it's just a Western way of life thing that I'd like to promote.
Mike Ketterling organizes the Stampede Western Invitational Art Exhibit and Sale. For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.